Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
Two games under 500 on the season. A missed opportunity season for sure for me. Too many underdogs won this year, and I didn't have the right ones all year long. But plenty of time to turn it around with four games, four sides, four totals this weekend, two more next weekend, and then the Super Bowl. Last year, it took the Super Bowl weekend for me to get above 500 when I had the Bucks Chiefs under in the first half, the Bucks in the first half, and then the Bucks for the game and the under for the game. So I went 4-0 on Super Bowl Sunday and ended up a few games above 500 for the year. Last week, 3-3, I had the under in the Bengals-Raiders game. I don't know how that game stayed under. The total was 49. It was 20-13 at halftime, and there were four field goals in the second half, and it stayed under. That was good. I had the Eagles and the Cowboys, both of those not even close. I had the 49ers under, which hit. I had the Cardinals-Rams under, which hit. And I had the Steelers-Chiefs under, which did not hit. A 3-3 weekend, so I remain two games under 500. Now, this weekend's a strange weekend in that there really is not, on the sides, a massive public play. There is a heavy public lean in these games. And the two games that apply here are the Niners, the public is leaning Niners, and the public is leaning Rams in the two NFC games. But there are some pretty overwhelming public plays on the totals in the games this weekend. So let's start, if you don't mind, with the totals that I like this weekend. I like the Rams-Bucks under 48. There's a lot of activity on the over. In that game, if you recall, they played earlier this season. They played a 34-24 game, which went over the total, which was 55 in the game that they played back in September. All right, that was the total that they played back in September, and the total in this game is 48. So it's a much lower total. They already played an over game with a total at 55 earlier in the year. They both last weekend played in games in which the Bucks scored 31 and the Rams scored 34. And the Bucks really could have scored more, but they took their foot off the pedal in that game. And the public loves the over 48. I'll take Rams Bucks under 48. By the way, I've mentioned this before, but public bettors, regular bettors, and I guarantee you a lot of now these legal new bettors, you know, people who are betting sports for the first time, betting football for the first time legally in states where it's legal, they love overs. They love favorites and they love overs, but they really love overs because overs are much easier to cheer for. It's much easier to watch a game if you've got the over, hoping that, oh, this drive ends in a touchdown, this guy breaks off a big run, rather than cheering for an under, which can be painful. Brendan, as you know, to sit there and root for the clock to run on a 3-yard gain, but hope that they don't punt, that they just barely pick up a first down, and then maybe after a long 6-minute drive, they're forced to kick a field goal. That's kind of what you're rooting for when you're rooting for unders. It's really painful to root for an under. But unders are usually anti-public plays in general. And the under in the Tampa Rams game is a big anti-public play. So I'll take the under in the Rams-Bucks game, under 48. On the same day, Sunday, the Chiefs and the Bills are playing in a game in which, you know, let's not forget that they've played recently too. They played on October 10th. Buffalo won the game 38-20, 58 combined points, in a game that was played with a total of 58. The total in that game was 58. They played in the AFC title game last January. Kansas City and Buffalo combined it to score 62 points with a total of 55. So people are looking at Buffalo, by the way, scoring 47 and the Chiefs scoring 42 last weekend. And now they're looking at a total of 54 and they're like, that's not even the total that they had during the regular season. It was 58. And so the public is betting over 54 in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. I will take under 54 Chiefs-Bills. Now, I would lean under in the other two games as well. There are slight over plays by the public in both the Cincinnati, Tennessee, and San Francisco Green Bay games. I will probably play under myself, but they're not official, if you will, smell test selections. The public advantage there is more of a lean. It's overwhelmingly over in the Bucks, Rams, and Chiefs, Bills games. Now, there is one side I like, and I'm going to give it out. There is a slight public bias on the Rams at +2.5, buying it to +3. I'll take the Buccaneers and lay the 2.5 in the first Sunday game as the third smell test pick. There is some sharp money on both sides. This would not be an obvious smell test pick for me during the season, but there's enough of a lean on the Rams, as there is on the Niners too, but I'm backing off the Niners a little bit. There's actually sharp money on both sides in that game, too. That line went to 6.5 briefly. Now it's back to 6.5. But Tampa Bay -2.5 is the third pick. And those are the three. Rams, Bucks under. Chiefs, Bills under. Rams, Bucks under 48. Chiefs, Bills under 54. And the Buccaneers -2.5. I kind of like that play, too, just personally from an analysis standpoint. I already mentioned earlier, the Rams are the team. Look, no surprise is going to shock me this weekend again. But I just still think the Rams, even though they were impressive, I thought the Cardinals were not impressive. And I think there's been something a little bit off with the Rams offensively throwing the football here in recent weeks. And I thought the Bucs really looked sharp on offense last week, and this is his time of year, man. This is Brady's time of year. And when in doubt, the quarterback. And I will take Brady over Stafford, even though I am a Stafford fan. Okay. I want your best bet of the weekend and your best prediction of the weekend. It can be a best bet, it can be a best prediction, however you want to lay it out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Brendan, I want yours too, your best bet of the weekend, your best prediction of the weekend. By the way, your best prediction of the weekend could be a player performance, or it could be something else. But give me your best bet and or your best prediction point spread-wise, okay, for this weekend. All right, your best prediction or your best bet this weekend at 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app. And I do want to tell you about BetMGM. They welcome you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, KevinS200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before and earn M Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS200, to win $200 in free bets if either team scores a touchdown in any Pro Football Playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. D.C. and Virginia only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as cash or non-withdrawable free bets. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.